702 and Cape Talk.
Technobite with Aki Anastasio.
Technobite is brought to you by Mimecast, making email safer for business. Hold your horses, Aki.
I know, I get excited when I see you, man. How are you doing? How's your weekend?
Good. I'm very good. How are you?
Oh, fantastic, man. Fantastic.
How was your weekend? It was going to book launches.
I was at a book launch.
So collegial.
I know. I had a busy social weekend. I had that. Then I had briars with a friend. Then I had breakfast with my daughter. It's one of those weekends, you know. It was actually quite exhausting, to be honest with you. You know, you had one of those weekends where you just want to just chill sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to those. But you actually don't. You know, if you don't plan to chill, if you leave your weekend open, it always comes up. Yeah. You had a good weekend.
I hope your daughter's not listening, because now she knows she's hard work.
No, she's not. She's not. We were planning. She turns 21 this week.
Oh,
so
cool.
We were planning some stuff, you know.
So what are we talking about? Motorola back in South Africa?
Well, yes. You know, I've been playing with this device and I've been showing it to you. It's called the Moto Z, okay? And this is their top-of-the-range new device that they've got. Now, Motorola is a very interesting company. I mean, they were the pioneers in the phone industry. You know, like in the 70s, they launched the first mobile phone. And you know, they've undergone, you know, different metamorphosis. Lenovo bought them about 2 years ago, and you know they've taken the technology that they know and they've added to the proprietary technology that Motorola has, and they're developing some interesting pieces of technology. Now, Lenovo is an interesting company because you know they've got a tablet device, for example, that's got a built-in projector, so you can see where they're going with this. Now, I've discussed this with you before. You know, the phones that have got different kinds of additions, like like almost like Lego blocks, if you can imagine. The modular style of phone is coming, so that you can start adding your own stuff. So if you want a camera, if you want to add the flash, you'll be able to do it in the future. So this one goes one step further. And they've added some interesting accessories.
Thanks, Thomas, for the ambiance there.
Yes, Thomas made it darker for a reason. So this is the phone. It's the world's thinnest smartphone in the category. So the first thing
is... And how light is it?
It's very light. Hold it. There you go. It's a beautiful device because it's got all the bells and whistles you want. It costs about 13,000 rand, so it fits into that premium smartphone region. It's a 5.5-inch device. It's got a quad AMOLED display. It's got more than enough RAM. It's got storage. It's a really, really good device, and it's got a 30-hour battery life as well. But that's not where it ends. So what Motorola said is that we want our users to be able to customize their experience based on their lifestyle. I was actually at the launch of this device in Berlin recently. And what they've said was we need to add some adaptions. So if you pass me that device, the one thing that they've added to the existing camera, you can get a camera that has really amazing zoom technology. So if you want that kind of professional feel about the device and you want to take great photographs, they've got the adaption, which they call Moto Mods. Now, at the back of this device, you'll see that it's got like almost like a magnetic back. And you don't have to plug these mods or screw them on in any way. It's just a magnet that you just slide on and it stays on and it connects. So they've got a few mods, Moto Mods they call them. So there's a Moto Mod Insta Share projector. There's one that's called the True Zoom, and they've partnered together with Hasselblad, the Swedish camera manufacturer, has been around for over 100 years, who make fantastic cameras. They've also partnered with a company called JBL, who make great audio accessories for another device called SoundBoost. So the phone has the adaptability to add any one of these three additions that I spoke about just at a touch of a button. So this one, for example, I've added the Moto Insta Share projector, okay? And what the Moto Insta Share projector does is it enables you up to 70 inches. So if you've got a massive TV, you can actually shoot up on any surface the actual projector, and you can play stuff off YouTube as I'm doing right now. I'm just projecting this on the ceiling so you can see yourself. Now, you're wondering, well, who wants to actually do this kind of thing? Well, if you're traveling and you've got presentations to make, and there's no screens, or there's no projectors, you can do it just using this device.
Dude, that's impressive.
And it's just
lie in bed and watch a movie.
Exactly. So it's the size of a phone, and it literally slides over the top of this, and you can do that. Then the other one is the...
Are they the first to have that kind of projector thing?
They've got another. They've got a tablet device that's a projector. I'm not aware of another company that does a similar kind of technology. And the good thing about these mods is that they've got built-in battery as well, so it doesn't chew the battery from your device. And then there's another one here. It's called the JBL. This is the JBL sound one. I want to just play a sample of how good the sound is. Just give me an artist that I can play for you guys.
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan. Okay, Bob Dylan.
Oh, sorry, he's a writer.
Yes, well, he's a poet. How he's dissing the committee that's given him
awkward.
It's like really, really awkward, and he's like refusing to go. He's like completely ignoring them. But do you think it's rude? Arrogant? How would you describe that? Because I was having a debate with somebody over the weekend.
No, not if he's deeply convinced. He's not the first person to turn down a major award effectively dissing them.
Yeah. Okay. So here's Bob Dylan playing. So it literally adds a little boombox to your phone, and the sound is quite rich. So just take your headphones off for a second so you can hear the sound. So it's quite loud. It's pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, and this is just coming out of this edition that goes to the smartphone. So the Moto Mods are not cheap, okay? So they start from about 3,000 Rand, and the boombox costs about 2,000. The projector one costs about 3,500, and then the camera one's about 4,000 Rand. But, you know, I do believe they add to the experience, and they tie you into the device is 13,000 Rand.
Okay.
So it's the same as one of those premium devices. So this is the Moto Z. It's out and available in South Africa and worth a look. I'm impressed by the technology.
Showing me that, especially the projector, I'm thinking the multimedia uses of that thing.
Yeah.
It's a good investment professionally.
When I saw it initially, I thought, it's a little bit gimmicky. You know, what is it going to do? Until I actually boosted it up in a darker room. It's not as powerful. This room is quite light, but when it's a darker environment, it actually seems to work pretty well. What else can I tell you is happening in the world right now? The other thing I've been doing is I've been playing with LG's new 55-inch OLED TV. Now, I saw this at one of the international shows that I went to, and they'd made a tunnel with all these televisions, and they had this incredible space feel, okay? And they had stars glowing, and then they had a sunrise. And I sat under this tunnel, mesmerized by the quality of these TVs. And they use these OLED TVs, they're 4K OLED TVs. And this is kind of where the standard is going to be. It really delivers an unbelievable experience that you can only see with your own eyes. So get to one of these stores like a Dion Wired or a Macro where they sell these OLED TVs, the new LG 55-inch OLED TV, because the way that they, you know, the OLED TVs is like basically it's like a living organism. So
I totally read that wrong.
No. You know, he's got a one-track mind, Thomas. Organism, which gives you an orgasm because it's so good.
Amazing. Yeah. It turns itself off.
So these lights, they literally, it gets pushed through the back through these incredible OLED, these incredible pixels that kind of switch on and off through the technology that they use. And this backlighting panel is no longer needed. And this is why this is so efficient. And this is why every single one of the LEDs, the pixels that you have in your screen, like literally turn on and off and adjust themselves according to what you're watching. And this is why OLED TVs are so incredible with the picture quality that you're getting. The sound on this TV is provided by Harman Kardon, so you really get a great premium sound feel as well. And, you know, the good thing about these TVs is that the prices have dropped. They're still expensive, but they've dropped to a point where I don't think they're going to drop much more. Mm. So if you're looking for a really good television, I think that the OLED TVs are right there at the forefront of the latest and best in television. So Samsung have got a similar product as well, which I'm going to review as well. But I was really blown away by the picture quality of this one.
And then you've got political analysis from the USA.
Yeah, and I love this. I love this. You know, one of my favorite magazines is Wired Magazine. Okay, so what they've done this month is they've had guest editors over the years. They've had the likes of Bill Gates. They've had the likes of, who else have they had? Christopher Nolan talking about space, for example. J.J. Abrams talking about magic and mysteries, etc. But this time, this November issue of Wired Magazine, and I wish I could get it signed, okay, is a special guest. It's none other than President Barack Obama, who's Wired's guest editor for November. And it's the first time in any magazine that a sitting president has actually edited the magazine. And he's really doing amazing things, Dr. Now, you've heard him talking about space. He's really understanding the parameters around us and how technology is evolving and changing everything. So he's added his own touch to this November issue of Wired magazine. And here's a snippet of him that we've put it up as well on the website, just talking to the team from Wired and just talking about self-driving cars and how this is going to revolutionize our lives going forward.
How do we think about self-driving cars? The technology is essentially here. And we now have to take a technology in which machines can make a bunch of quick decisions, oftentimes quicker than we can, that could drastically reduce traffic fatalities, could drastically improve the efficiency of our transportation grid, help solve things like carbon emissions that are causing the warming of the planet. What are the values that we're going to embed in the cars if, in fact, we're going to get all the benefits of self-driving cars, and how do we make the public comfortable with it? Now, some of it's just right now the overriding concern of the public is safety, right? The notion of essentially taking your hands off the wheel. There are going to be a bunch of choices that you have to make. You know, the classic problem being if the car's driving and you can swerve to avoid a pedestrian who maybe wasn't paying attention, it's not your fault. If you swerve, you're going to go into a wall and might kill yourself. And how do you make the calculations about odds and airbags and speed and all that? That you can have that machine make that decision, but that's a moral decision, not just a pure utilitarian decision. And who's setting up those rules? Do we have broad consensus around what those rules are? That's going to be important. We're going to have the same set of questions when it comes to medicine.
How's that for a moral dilemma in technology?
And absolutely.
I was talking.
And I know it's one that you've been puzzling through.
Absolutely. I was talking at a conference recently. You know, you're crossing the road, as the president says, and there's an old lady on the left crossing and a pedestrian, and there's a young child on the right crossing. They're both in the wrong. You're in the car. The car has to make the decision on what it does. Does it kill the passengers in the car, or does it, you know, survive the crash by killing one of the pedestrians? You know, this is the reality that the technology faces. And I don't know how they're going to get around this one.
I just think it's cool that Obama, obviously, is going to be fun employed soon. We'll be putting together an edition of the mag that puzzles through some of that
absolutely.
Stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I wonder what he's going to do after his term, eh?
No idea.
I mean, Bill Clinton was charging, what, $120,000?
I was about to say, the speaker circuit is lucrative for these guys.
Yeah, no, massive.
Yeah.
Way more than what we charge.
Absolutely.
Well, a little bit more than you.
Oh, please. I've seen your invoices. That's this week's edition of Technobite with Aki.